Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. The first renal biopsy. We have a previous podcast on the introduction and history of the renal biopsy in medicine. Here I'd like to talk about what may have been, loosely considered, the very first renal biopsy in history. Allow me to elaborate. The key parrot, genus species Nestor notabilis, is a species of large parrot found in the forests and alpine regions of the South Island of New Zealand. It is a beautiful bird, to most, olive green with a brilliant orange color under its wings, and most important for us, a large, narrow, curved, gray-brown, Vim Silverman-like beak. I think you may see where I'm going. It is the world's only alpine parrot, and one of 10 endemic parrot species in New Zealand. It is an omnivore, which may include roots, leaves, berries, nectar, insects, but also carrion. It nests in burrows or crevices in the roots of trees. The tunnels lead back to a large chamber furnished with lichens, moss, ferns, and rotting wood. These birds are especially known for their intelligence and curiosity, both of which are vital to their survival in a harsh mountain environment. Nestor can solve puzzles, manipulate food, and work together with others to achieve a certain objective and respond well to mirror images, thus, in some things, similar to humans. But there are certain things even more interesting about this bird. It was first described by the ornithologist John Gould in 1856. John Gould was the ornithologist who first looked at Darwin's finches from the Galapagos and chided Charles Darwin about not keeping better records about the bird collection Darwin brought back, that is, from which island each species came. Darwin didn't know these birds were of different species, but that's another story. The species of Nestor notabilis, notabilis meaning noteworthy, and the common name, key, probably came from Maori, an onomatopoeic representation of these birds in flight's call. Kia, kia. Sorry about that. The key is considered the clown of the mountains and investigates backpacks, boots, skis, snowboards, cars. It has even been known to make off with a tourist passport while the visitor was in the Fiordland National Park. A gathering of keys is called a circus. As an omnivore, it feeds on mammals, including sheep and rabbits, and that's where our story really begins. What follows is a bit of a controversy, but most believe it to be true. The key parrot, with its sharp beak, is said to land on the back of sheep, lancing the back and the layer of wool, eating the pararenal fat, and even lancing the kidney, at times causing the sheep to lose blood and die, also often as a result from infection or accident suffered by the sheep when trying to escape. The usual wounds first noted in the 1860s within a decade of sheep farmers moving into the high country, the visualization by several, and for other reasons, it was thought that the parrots were the cause of the sheep's problems, and the parrots were hunted almost to extinction. Alfred Wallace, the co-discoverer of natural selection and evolution, cited this as an example of behavioral change in his 1889 book, Darwinism. In 1992, the key's nocturnal assaults were captured on video. The video confirmed that the key used his powerful curved beak and claws to rip through the layer of wool and eat the fat from the back of the animal. Local council and others got the New Zealand government to pay a bounty for key bills because the bird preyed on livestock, mainly the sheep. More than 150,000 keys were killed in the 100 years before the 1970s when the bounty was lifted. The key is now a protected species by virtue of the 1986 protection under the Wildlife Act of 1953. Their depredations generally tolerated by sheep farmers. Key deaths due to traffic prompted the New Zealand Transport Agency to install signs to help raise awareness and encourage the drivers to slow down if necessary. The key's widespread distribution at low density across inaccessible areas prevents accurate estimates of the present number of parrots throughout New Zealand. Why some parrots initially attacked the sheep remains unclear, but theories include similarities with existing food sources, curiosity, entertainment, hunger, and maggots. Hopefully, the human renal biopsy obtained more important information such as diagnosis, discovery, prognosis, treatment, and follow-up to treatment.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.